This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Congress returns this week, and as CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, the House has a long to-do list.
After almost 6 weeks away, the House is expected to work on some big bills in the coming weeks, including the annual defense policy bill and some government funding bills. Congress has until the end of the month to figure out how to fund the government or face a shutdown starting October 1st. Rank-and-file House members may also try to push leadership on certain issues, including forcing a vote on a bill to ban stock trading by members of Congress and a vote to release the Epstein files. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver City Council will decide whether the city can donate impounded cars to nonprofit trade schools. Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Used cars are expensive, and car donations help trade schools train students on auto mechanics. But city rules only allow impounded vehicles to be scrapped or auctioned. A new law would give the city the power to donate some cars to nonprofit trade schools. Proponents of the law change argue donating the vehicles would improve workforce development, increase opportunities for technical skill building, and reduce time and storage costs for the city. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A new analysis shows that fall temperatures are rising across the country because of climate change. Since 1970, Colorado Springs has warmed nearly 5 degrees, Denver nearly 4 degrees, Caleb Radel reports.
Nationwide, fall temperatures have risen by about 3 degrees over the last few decades. They've jumped even higher across the Mountain West and Southwest, where fall is warming faster than anywhere else. That's according to Climate Central, a policy-neutral nonprofit. Researcher Caitlin Trudeau says that extra heat brings real challenges for people in the West.
Think about the increased cooling costs from air conditioning. You know, warmer fall means longer, you know, growing season, which means more allergies.
Trudeau says human-caused climate change is making fall heat more likely and intense, and warns that if greenhouse gases keep rising, fall in the West may feel more like an extended summer. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
And this is CPR News.